A window into the nervous system. All of the little signs we instinctively register during a conversation, the muscle shifts and tensions in the other person's face, eye movements and pupil dilation, pitch and speed of the voice, as well as the fluctuations in our own inner landscape, such as salivation, swallowing, breathing, and heart rate, are linked by a single regulatory system. All are a product of the synchrony between the two branches of the autonomic nervous system, the ANS. The first is the sympathetic, which acts as the body's accelerator, and the second is the parasympathetic, which serves as its brake. These are the reciprocals Darwin spoke of, and working together, they play an important role in managing the body's energy flow, one preparing for its expenditure, the other for its conservation. The sympathetic nervous system, known as the SNS, is responsible for arousal, including the fight-or-flight response, Darwin's escape or avoidance behavior. Almost 2,000 years ago, the Roman physician Galen gave it the name sympathetic because he observed that it functioned with the emotions, sim pathos. The SNS moves blood to the muscles for quick action, partly by triggering the adrenal glands to squirt out adrenaline, which speeds up the heart rate and increases blood pressure. The second branch of the ANS is the parasympathetic, meaning against emotions, nervous system, known as the PNS, which promotes self-preservation functions like digestion and wound healing. It triggers the release of acetylcholine to put a brake on arousal, slowing the heart down, relaxing muscles, and returning breathing to normal. As Darwin pointed out, feeding, shelter, and mating activities depend on the PNS. There is a simple way to experience these two systems for yourself. Whenever you take a deep breath, you activate the SNS. The resulting burst of adrenaline speeds up your heart, which explains why many athletes take a few short, deep breaths before starting competition. Exhaling, in turn, activates the PNS, which slows down the heart. If you take a yoga or a meditation class, your instructor will probably urge you to pay particular attention to the exhalation, since deep, long breaths out help calm you down. As we breathe, we continually speed up and slow down the heart. And because of that, the interval between two successive heartbeats is never precisely the same. A measurement called heart rate variability, or HRV, can be used to test the flexibility of this system. And good HRV, the more fluctuation the better, is a sign that the brake and accelerator in your arousal system are both functioning properly and in balance. We had a breakthrough when we acquired an instrument to measure HRV, and I'll explain in Chapter 16 how we can use HRV to help treat PTSD.